The word remember. 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 When do you take time to remember? When do you really sit down and remember things? Now, in your busy life, are you going to take a moment to remember? Probably not. While watching a movie? Or go out date, do you remember? Remember usually coming in when there's time you're lonely. There's time that nothing to do. There's time that you sit in the corner by yourself. There's time that you walk in the rain that no one walk with you. There's a time that you really remember what happened in your life. Either good or bad. Remember. Maybe a lot of good things in your life you won't remember what it's all about. Remember, it just kind of create a feeling that you want to live back in the past. You want to relive whatever has happened. Sometimes the sad moment, you want to relive that. Even you might break up in a relationship, you want to relive the past. Or there's a time that you're so busy or crazy in work, you want to relive the day that you're in school. And some of you may not, but some of you will. There's time I enjoy, I want to go back to school. It's not like a stress in the world. But there's a time you want to remember things. If have you not experienced that, you will one of these days. There's a song called Fame. You remember the song, how's it go? Fame, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to what? Go and learn how to fly. And the song kept going and going, and until I hit the word, say, remember, 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 remember. It keep on going. It seemed like it's never end. Remember the song? Remember, remember. I don't know how the song goes. I don't know how Irene, what is it? Kara, how does she sing that song? But I remember the song very well when I watched the movie. Remember how she's going through in life. She challenged every moment. And during that time, you know what happened? I was training to run a marathon. And I keep seeing that movie. I keep hearing the song. It's give me a push. Remember how you started. Remember the day that you put on your shoe and run on that track. Remember, remember. Somehow that remember would never let you down. Continue going, and now you give up. I remember I run 4 o'clock in the morning, if running. I shouldn't tell the story because I'm embarrassed. I'm not training for a marathon now. But when I was 15, 16 years old, I was training for that. I remember I hit the marks 15 mile, 4 o'clock in the morning, go on and running on the highway. And while I just want to give up and just want to walk, the song used to come to me, Fame, remember, remember, remember. This take me another mile, until I get home. I remember the rainy day. People say, you want to ride home? I say, no. I remember. Remember running during the hot day or rainy day. I tell you this story about the Bible. The same thing on the hot day, on the rainy day. The disciples have to groan through that they have to remember, remember, remember in the past. And I want one key text this morning I wanted to share with you. Just one key text. It's found in the book of John, chapter 19. Chapter 20, verse 19. John chapter 20, verse 19. Just one incident this morning that you want to meditate with me on the incident that the disciple went through. Probably they understand the word remember very well. They might not hear the song Fame, but they know something about remember. John chapter 20, verse 19. Then the same day, at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples would assemble. By the way, they were not assembled on the first day to worship. They were assembled for fear of the Jews. They was fearful. They were shut every single door, every single window in the house, and stop every candle that's lighting. They don't want anyone to know this house. No talking, no mumbling, no walking. Everything in silence. Because they will fear. Fear for what? The master will capture and put on the cross. They will be the next one. There were fear for the Jews. In the deepest moment of their life, they fear. And guess what? Jesus came, stood in the midst, and said to them, "Why are you afraid?" Is that what he said? He said, "Peace be with you." This is the key text this morning I want to share with you. This is the key text. You imagine with me, if you will. They were fearful. They couldn't say a word. It's just a shock to them. A shock to them that they left their life, their family, their job, their career, their ambition to follow this name by Jesus of Nazareth. What should they do now? Should I go back to be a fisherman? Should I go back to be an IRS? Should I go back and collect tax? Should I go back in my own life? Should I go back in family? They don't know what to do. They couldn't even dare leave the room. They have to cover their face so that no one recognizes that they are disciples of Jesus Christ. I could imagine they sit in that room, the lips still have on that grape juice wine, the stomach still full with the bread that the master break out to them. They keep thinking, only 2-3 days ago, what happened? And everything going so well, everything is went downhill. Do you ever feel that way? Is every time that you so go so good? That you make a so good grade, you have a best relationship, boom, everything is gone. Your career is gone. Your salaries from 100,000 drop all the way to 20,000 a year. Everything is gone. Everything is gone. And that is the time you will take time and remember. That's the time that you will walk by yourself, going to the beach, going to somewhere in the wood to remember in your life, what am I doing in this world? What's my life going to be? That's exactly what the disciples think. They trace back when the day that Jesus called them to follow them. I can see Peter thinking in his mind. There's one day that Jesus come to his boat and say, "Peter, throw that net away. Follow me. I will make you a fisher of men." And maybe Matthew think of some time that Jesus walked across his table when he started collecting tax and said, "Matthew, there's something I want to give you better than this." And Matthew throw everything and follow him. One disciple at a time, think of the time that Jesus called them. I don't want to know about you this morning. If there's any time that you remember Jesus called you, there will be a day that you remember. When the time that deep in your life, that everything going down, you start remember. Oh yes, I remember the day when Jesus called me. I remember the day Jesus said, "Leave everything and follow him." Do you remember that time? Oh, no doubt the disciples remember very well. Somehow a movie just played in their mind the day that they followed Jesus until the day of crucifixion. I don't know about you, but the disciples somehow do not want to follow Jesus anymore. Or maybe don't know what to do. Maybe they don't want to remember anything. Maybe people don't want to remember about how Jesus Christ did miracle. Maybe John don't want to remember. They don't want to remember. They just hope that 3 years and a half is just a nightmare. But they know it's not. It's not a nightmare. You know this time that you just forget something and you couldn't forget? It's come back to you. It's come back to you again and again and again. I can imagine just sit in that house and when they just hear a baby cry somewhere, the house next door, now in the street, I don't know. And when they hear the baby cry, they remember Jesus pick up a baby among them and hug the baby. And when the thunder hit on that very night, they remember when they were on the boat and Jesus calmed the sea. They tried to forget, but they couldn't. Suddenly, they hear, remember everything. The leper was healed, the blind could see. Lazarus was raised from the dead. Remember everything. They got to say, this must be Jesus. It cannot be no other one, Messiah, that we've been waiting. This must be Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And here they sit in the dark room and say nothing. They should be a soldier, a poor warrior, but couldn't even pray. A soldier couldn't even fight. An ambassador couldn't even talk about it. Can you imagine how much fear, lonely, would drag a person down to the bottom of the earth? Where's Jesus? They cried out, where's Jesus? You know, this time, I don't think they talk to each other. They don't know what to say. But in their heart, they say, where's Jesus? Where's Jesus when I'm lonely? Where's Jesus when I'm hurt? Where's Jesus that I will be crucified just like the Master? Where's Jesus? You know, when they cried out that, wonder where's Jesus? Jesus is there. Jesus is there with them. Jesus appeared in front of them. Now, I'm wondering, the door was not open. They couldn't even hear the crack of the doors coming through. The window was not open. No one climbed through. My friend, my Jesus, the stone of the tomb cannot keep him in. The door cannot shut him out. That's where my Jesus, I don't worship the dead Savior. I worship the living Savior. My Jesus come to the disciples and say, you know what? What are you doing? I trained for 3.5 years. Why you are fearful? Couldn't you speak up? Didn't I train you to do miracle? And you sitting here and folding your hand, do nothing? My friend Jesus did not say anything of that. He said that, peace. You know, only 3 days ago, he said peace before. Turn with me in the book of John chapter 14. Only 2 days ago, matter of fact, 3 days ago, you remember that 3 days ago, and he said, peace that I give to you is not like the world give. And so do not fearful. Only 3 days ago. And he come back the same thing, say, peace be unto you. This not peace, a temporary peace. It's not a peace for you just going through the day. Somehow this peace is created a fire within the heart. I don't know about it. I don't know. Maybe that some time ago, that same peace had come to my heart. It's created a fire within their heart. It would create a fire within my heart that I cannot constrain myself to speak about Jesus. And that's what they did. When Jesus appeared to them, they know this is true peace. Give them courage. It's no fear. They walk out that door with their cover, not covering their face. They all walk out that door and they ask you, are you the disciple of Jesus Christ? Not like Peter who tried to run away and say, yes, I am. I am the Peter of Jesus Christ. If you want to crucify my Lord, crucify me. Read with me in the book of Luke. There's no fear left in their heart. Because peace among them. Luke chapter 24, verse 52. Luke chapter 24, verse 52 and 53. Remember, they are afraid to walk in Jerusalem. The Jews will hate them, and the Roman will crucify them. But this is what happened. Luke chapter 24, verse 52. And they worship him and turned it to Jerusalem with great joy. Do you know in the Passover, Jesus entered Jerusalem with great joy, but Jesus was crucified. This time they want to enter Jerusalem with great joys as well. In verse 53, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. They want to praise. You know, before that, they did not praise God. They did not curse God by the chance, but they did not praise them. They did not turn their back on Jesus Christ, but they did not turn their face to Jesus. But when Jesus comes and says, peace unto you, something changed. They go to Jerusalem. They want to praise God. They want to preach about God. Another Bible text is so grateful that I like to read this over and over again. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and his crucified. They want to come to Jerusalem, know nothing about the tradition, the law, nothing. They want to come to Jerusalem to know, say everything about Jesus and his crucified. It's not because they have nothing to preach about. It isn't because they don't have no topic to tell about. They want to talk about Jesus and Jesus' crucifixion alone, because nothing more important about that subject. There's not enough word to say about that subject. There's not enough sermon to say enough about Jesus and his crucifixion. And so that's what they did. They preach and preach with zeal. They go in the middle of the street and talk about Jesus, like just like Jesus said before. He go in the field, go to every single highway and byway, talk about Jesus and his crucifixion. Oh yes, they remember. They remember. They remember very well, and Jesus said, I will be crucified and raised up on the third day. And you be likewise. They remember that they will go through the hard time, but they will see the end of the tunnel. They say, Jesus has risen, I will be the same too. So nothing can stop them. But they remember, on the rainy day, they still talk about Jesus. On the sunny, hot day, they talk about Jesus. On the cold day, they talk about Jesus. When people beat them, they talk about Jesus. No, if not in the street, they talk about Jesus in prison. When the ship about sunk, the life was taken away, they talk about Jesus. Where their skin filled with purple and blood and wound from people throw stone to them, they still talk about Jesus. Do you understand about that peace? When the peace into your heart, you cannot constrain yourself. You have to talk about him. That's why when we take the Lord's Supper, he say, remember the new covenant that I have with you, that you will preach the gospel until the day of time when I return. So they preach about it. They talk about it. They talk about it until the last breath. Until the very last breath. If you still have strength, if they still have strength, they still talk about Jesus and his crucifixion. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, my friend. Jesus wanted you to know why is he coming down to this world? To save you and I and everyone else. My friend, nothing constrained me to talk about Jesus. As I remember, remember. He walked me through in the time of trouble. He walked with me in the time of most darkest day of my life. He walked me through school, through work, through relationship, through headache, through everything. How can I stop talk about his love? My friend, the more rough we go through, the more we want to talk about him. Don't you want to talk about him this morning? Do you want to talk about him at work? At school? There's nothing enough to talk about him. If he takes the time to come this world and die for me, I want to talk about Jesus. My Jesus have died for me. I want to die for him. I tell the world about his love, his salvation, and his second coming. The day will come, my friend, when the dark has gone, when hardship is over. But greatness is there waiting for us. It's waiting for us at the end of the tunnel. Keep pushing. Keep going. You will reach there. Remember. Remember what he did for you. Remember. Remember. You will reach to your destination if you remember. Shall we pray? Oh Lord, we remember you. It's only when the time we're so lonely, we want to remember you. Help us remember everything. Play those all those image, all those things that you have worked through us, so we can remember every single bit of peace. So we have strength, we have courage, that we can stand for you, that we can praise you, that we can talk about you, talk about you only and your crucifixion. Be with each of our brother and sister this morning, that nothing could constrain us, that we continue to open our lips to give you praise and talk about you and talk about you and talk about you until you come again. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And now's the time for offering.